Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through His Word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you continue in My Word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered Him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying that we will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one who frees us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What makes good news good news? What makes good news good news? Has there ever been a time that you've shared some good news with another person only to receive a less than satisfactory response? For instance, it could be something like maybe when a pastor tells a joke from the pulpit and it's dead silent. There's times where we share good news and something that really inside of us is burning with excitement, only to either fall on deaf ears or ears that just doesn't think it's all that exciting or funny. Today is Reformation Sunday. For some, it's an exciting day, but not everyone. Today is the day we mark and commemorate that posting of those 95 theses, that beginning of the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation. And in these theses that Luther posted, he pointed out the good news of God's free love and forgiveness, rather than one that was filled with wrath and judgment. However, these theses were not good news to everybody. And here we are, 500 years later, and yet, in many ways, that good news is still unfamiliar. That freedom in Christ isn't well received. People remain in bondage. In our gospel lesson from John this morning, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." To which those gathered respond, "But Jesus, we are descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone." How quickly they forget, or maybe romanticize, their past. These people were enslaved by the Egyptians. Moses led them out. Years later, the northern kingdom was enslaved to Assyria. And then not that much longer after that, the whole kingdom was enslaved to Babylon. Even as they speak with Jesus, they are enslaved in many different ways. They're enslaved to Roman rule, to power, hungry desires, to hopes of safety, in a system, in a government that can protect them and provide for them. And as Jesus points out to them, that they live under the enslavement of sin. And as a good Jew, they would have known the price for sin under the law is death. People weren't actually free. They weren't as free as they thought or claimed to be. And as I think about this, I can't help but wonder myself, Where, like these listeners in our gospel lesson, are we suffering from that same selective memory? Where or when, what have we been enslaved to? What are we enslaved to? And I mean more than physical imprisonment, which may be the case in some cases. 500 years ago, people were enslaved in fear of disease and death epidemic. They were in fear of governing bodies and to a church who, they were enslaved to a church who minimized God's salvation to a purchasable slip of paper. Today, people still are enslaved to the fear of death, disease, and danger, to political party commitments, to addictive substances and technologies. We are enslaved to a culture that tells us we have to look, we have to dress, we have to act, we have to have certain careers, we have to be certain people. We're enslaved to others' expectations and to a church culture that encourages these things rather than being a contrast community that enacts the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we are an enslaved people to sin. Sin not as, you know, I did something wrong, slap on the wrist, but sin as anything that comes in between us and God. That thing that creates a barrier that distracts us from who God is and what God does for us. And as a community, the church as a whole, we are enslaved. We're enslaved to the golden day of full Sunday schools, to the way things have always been done. We're enslaved to new fads. We're enslaved to an unvaried gathered people. And we're enslaved to a message that still portrays a way to earn God's love and forgiveness. So I wonder, do you wonder, how are you enslaved? How are we enslaved? Brothers and sisters, though we sin, though we have and become entrapped in the things of this world, God's love is always there. God's love is always and fully present to set you free, to embrace you. Jesus is that truth. This is the good news of the gospel. This is grace. Not a motivational poster, not a self-help book, not some popular blog or social media thread. The truth isn't a collection of words or writings. The truth is the embodied person of Jesus Christ. The one who came to give eternal life, not to condemn it, but to save the entire world. The one who came for you, for me, for all. Jesus has made you free. Therefore, you are free. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are saved. Because Jesus says so. Because Jesus says so. This is the good news. This is God's gift for us. Don't remain enslaved. Trust the truth that is right here in front of us. The truth in which you were washed in your baptismal promises, God's covenant to you. The truth in which we eat and drink when we gather in the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine. Jesus continues to free us in these means of grace. He frees us from the enslavements we embark on. Rather, let us embrace our God of unconditional love. Let us love as a freed people, loving God and neighbor for the sake of loving them, nothing else. Loving because God first and continually loves us. Amen.